cliffcentral.com.
All right.
Morning, all right, guys. All right.
You can hear me?
Yeah, perfectly. We kind of worked out yesterday.
Well, you killed that music very quickly, Ben. Gee.
Yeah, Gareth, we just can't wait to hear your voice, that's all.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's nothing smooth about that at all. It's kind of it's like driving over Caltraps.
Not at all. It's 6:08. People want what they want.
All right. What's happening?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, what we discovered yesterday, Gareth...
It's rain over there.
What we discovered yesterday is that the Skype line almost needs to warm up. So it starts off a bit handicapped, a bit differently abled.
Let's go la, 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 la,
dun, dun.
Is that warming it up?
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
La.
Yeah. We got to keep taking it up, right?
No, it's getting better. Okay, here we go. So,
good.
What's happening outside?
Oh, it's been raining here. In fact, Texas is going through the worst rainstorm since I think it was October last year. And everybody's talking about that. Like, you know, it's a weather event. And as there's whole channels dedicated to the weather here. So it matters hugely to people that it's raining. It's a big, big deal that it's raining.
Well, you know, it's been raining on our side as well. But the thing is, there were parts of the country that were affected with flooding yesterday, people's cars being washed away and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just bizarre because we've been desperately waiting for this rain. And then when it comes, it just, you know, it really comes.
Right. It doesn't mess around. You see, this is the thing about South Africa is when we talk about something, it really is dramatic. Like in America, you know, someone will be walking down the they'll step onto the sidewalk and almost get hit by a car. Americans go, oh my God, there was a woman. She was walking in front of me and she very nearly got hit by a car. It's big news. It's a big story. And then there'll be a South African and they'll say, oh, three people got gunned down in front of me last night. And the Americans don't know how to deal with that. They'll just faint. Pass the hell out. So same goes for weather.
Okay, well, C.S. Ngweny Finn is not here yet. I think he's slacking, is he? He's either the most unlucky motorist on the face of this planet, or he maybe gets lost on the way to work. How often does C.S. go? He's either in a car accident or he's in traffic.
Well, he's been in two accidents so far in less than a 3-month
Mubs, hang
gap.
A second. We're not allowed to talk about the second one.
Oh.
Wait, hang a second, Michael.
Yes,
only one.
It's only one. Let's just pretend that one's, you know, let's edit that out of the podcast, Max. That'll be fine.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, no one needs to know about that.
We can talk about it.
We can?
He just didn't want us to speak about it on that day because he hadn't told his sister yet, but now he's told his sister, so it's all cool.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's a relief. Right, so Sia's not here today, but the rest of us are still here.
Okay.
Mubs,
good, Flex. What's happening with you? Have you moved out yet?
So tonight we're doing our first sleep in the new place.
Ooh.
But we've now just completed furnishing it with curtains. It is such hard work, you have no idea.
Yes, we do have an idea.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Yeah. We're adults, Michael. This has happened before in our life, I promise.
See, I'm used to going to a house that's already furnished. So I just pack up my clothes and move and everything's done. This one, I actually had to build it.
Yeah.
build it.
Build it and then
it's
you
tough.
Will come.
It's tough humaning.
Yeah.
But I am scared for Sunday night, because on Sunday...
Your mom's coming over.
No, on Monday morning, I'm going to be coming to work from the new house, and I don't know what the best route is yet. So I don't know what timing in that.
And it's far, isn't it? It's much further than where you're living now.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should go onto the app Waze, and then type in the addresses. They give you at least 3 options to choose from, and then you can figure it out from there.
Do you know how good that app is?
Listen to this. Listen to Mabali, she's the tech whiz on the show. Who would have guessed?
I was driving on the highway the other day, and I had the app open. I wasn't even using it. Next minute, I get a warning that there's police in 100 meters. There was legit a police car just parked on the side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just reported it. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like how you get the traffic, So you get on, you get, take this road and you go, why am I taking this road? Suddenly it's clear and you see the other roads just jam-packed.
That's clever. That Waze is so much better than Google Maps or the map on the iPhone or any of those other traffic apps. It's amazing.
It really is.
Yeah. So anyway, I was down in downtown Austin. You know, the festival only kicks off tomorrow, but we had to register today.
So
we started off this morning, did a little bit of shopping, which is a whole different thing in America. You know, you get – everybody's so friendly in stores. They get this, and I've got to give credit where it's due. Americans just know. They're there to sell, and they want you to buy. And it's pure, good old-fashioned capitalism, and I love it. Hi, sir. Can we help you? Yes. I'm just having a look around. Don't worry about me. Are you sure? Because there's this, and there's that, and we can show you this, and this is on special at the moment. And if you need anything, just give me a shout. Okay. No, I promise you I'm fine. Okay. You have a nice day now. Beautiful.
Are you finding that like their medium T-shirts are like our 6XLs over here?
No, you know what? I was going to buy a T-shirt, funnily enough, you mentioned that, and I looked at it, and I thought normally at home I'd have a large, and then, you know, it might be a little bit tight-fitting on me. It's not because I'm overweight. It's just I think large is probably the right fit. So the medium is probably closer to what I would wear here. So it's one size down maybe. But it depends, because you get, you know, if you're buying a smart shirt, sort of a collared kind of dress shirt, those are measurements of the collar and the arm or the length and width and all of that stuff. So that's, you know, I know how many inches around the neck, and then the rest usually fits, and that's the same anyway.
It
just depends. I keep a list of measurements. Listen, I'm so anal about this stuff. I've got an app called XS, which is like a, it keeps all my sizes, so I know how you know what size jeans, I know what size shirts. So it gives me everything. In the US, I'm a large. In it gives me every other country. So this app is amazing.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know about the men, but sometimes depending on where you're buying your stuff from, with the ladies and our dresses, they will list the three different sizes. So they'll give you the South African size, the UK size, and the American size, all on the same label. I don't know if that ever happens with, you know, the stuff that you guys buy.
No, well, with us, it's a lot of time it's just letters. With women, it's always numbers.
Yes, numbers are important.
There's such variables.
Because with guys, Ben, I mean, most guys, we don't know how to dress as well as women. Most guys don't care. So they just go, oh, well, in anything between this and this, call that a large and just let these assholes figure it out themselves.
So
really, that's the truth. And guys don't try stuff on. I don't try things on.
No, women.
That's why I buy so much stuff, and I get home and I go, oh, this doesn't fit, and then I have to take it back.
That's exactly what women do. Women don't try things on because they always take things back and change things.
No, dude, you have to try stuff on as women. It's because of the way that clothes are cut. Because sometimes the stuff that you're buying is cut specifically, you know, to mold.
Really got to tell my girlfriend this.
To mold itself around the shape of your body. Yeah. And that is why you have to try stuff on, because, you know, the same size dress could sit on a woman's body in a completely different way depending on the cut of the dress.
So, yeah, this is what I thought. And my girlfriend tells me otherwise. Like, oh, I'm gonna time to try this stuff on.
your okay. girlfriend's got a your girlfriend's basically got a model type of body, and for them it's easy because everything always sits well.
Not the same as everyone else.
Everything always sits perfectly on her, and it always looks good.
But
it's the perfect shape.
I generally thought I had a decent argument when she said, I just haven't got time to go try this on. I said, yeah, but then you got the time, if it's wrong, to then drive back to the store and go through this again. Surely that's more time. No.
This is why I'm still a little bit nervous about online shopping, especially with clothes, because what happens when it doesn't fit me? Then I've got to have it sent back.
Well, Michael was trying to start a trend the other day, and yet the shoes came back and forth so many times you couldn't even, like, wear them.
Yeah.
I don't mind buying shoes online because, I mean, once you have your size, that is your size. Yeah. But clothes, I agree with Mubs with the different sort of, like, ways it contours your body and stuff.
And also, the picture of the clothing looks great, and then you get it, and it's, like, made of horrible material.
Yeah, and it's frumpy. You wash it once.
It's all, like, baggy and saggy and shitty. Hey, listen, I got to tell you a story because I feel like I'm going to come back fat. We went for lunch today at a place called the Ironworks. Okay.
Okay.
It looks like the sort of place where those inbreeders in the hills have eyes would live.
Oh.
It's like one of those houses where the one side of the roof is longer than the other. You know what I mean? It's like a pitched roof, but the one side is much lower and the other side is longer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you walk through this rickety door, and then inside it's all wood, right? And the floors are wooden, and the walls are wooden, and there's a big picture of George W. Bush.
Oh, of course.
and then Obama. I mean, they're both eaten there. But it's not a fancy place. It's just quite a well-known place. So what happens is you queue up, and you walk straight up to the counter, and there's this big Mexican woman behind the counter. And she goes, "What do you want?" And you go, "I would like the junior ribs." Now, I ordered the junior ribs. Now, what would junior ribs be in South Africa? And beef ribs, by the way, not pork ribs.
Maybe 200, 300 grams?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a picture, and you can put this on the website. My God, you've never seen so much meat on a pair of ribs in your life. And I asked for two because that's the junior ribs. These ribs are almost like your forearm, Ben.
Wow.
One each. Each one is like your forearm. So you're probably eating 600 to 700 grams of meat. And it's huge. And they actually come in portion sizes of three. But if you that's the normal beef ribs. You order the junior and they look at you a bit funny and they give you two.
Well, I was about to say, what are the other options? So it starts off with junior, and that's just there.
Oh, no.
In case you bring your infant. What's after that?
No, but there's pork, there's brisket, there's all kinds of stuff. You can order sausages. This is just, it's a meat festival, all right?
Okay.
No animal was spared.
Festival of meat. Afterwards, Toby Shapshak said to me, "Can I have a sip of your beer just to wash the meat taste out of my mouth?" That's how much meat you eat. All right, so anyway, we order the ribs. Oh, this is my order. And then she says, "What two sides do you want?" And I said, "I'll just have a baked potato." You know how big a baked potato is.
Let's just go with a fist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a big baked potato in South Africa.
Yeah.
This thing was the size of a fucking soccer ball. I didn't know potatoes got that big. This thing could feed an Irish family for 3 years.
Oh, man.
And right in the middle of it, they've got a block of butter the size of four dice piled on top of each other. All right? And cheese, a lot of cheese and sour cream and chives.
Mm.
I mean, this is a meal on its own. For a whole lot of people, just the potato. And then I've got the ribs as well. I mean, you feel like, and you can't ask, you can't say, "I'll have half" or "I'll have a quarter." They're going to chase you out of there.
But like every single person I ever chatted to who went to America has the same story. Like they just feed you so much food.
Yeah.
It's endless. It's like, you must get fat.
Is it because they're the land of supersize me? Courtesy of Michael Moore's documentary. I mean, they, you know, portion sizes over there are just so much more exaggerated than any other place in the world, isn't it?
It's partly that, because last night, for example, you know, normally I'd order a Coke Zero, which is a can, and a can is 340 mils or 330 mils.
Yeah.
In America, they'd bring you a glass, but the glass is like a vase.
Like a big gulp.
And it's like a liter of Coke Zero. I mean, who drinks a liter?
But
you know, in America, the funniest thing is in New York, there's this mayor, the previous mayor, Bloomberg, who tried to get this law passed where you cannot sell soda, that's all the fizzy drinks, in quantities larger than, let's say, 450 mils.
Yeah, damn right.
Which is almost half a liter, right? That's enough.
That is definitely enough.
So he tried to make this a law in the state of New York. Well, you'd think the guy had tried to issue an edict that all the eldest children of every family will be murdered in the streets. People were furious. They were beside themselves. They were so angry about this law. They chased each other around with pangas. I mean, it was like World War III because of the soda. They wanted big sodas.
If I want to have a big soda, I'm going to have a big soda.
Yeah, land of the free and the fat. But Gareth, is there a theory behind this? Because when you think of it in a business sense, right, you didn't need 3 kilograms of meat last night. You needed about 600 grams, okay? But they give it to you. So they could have given you half that portion and then sold the other portion for the same price. Hey presto, better bottom line. Mm. It's the same with the soda. Why give you a liter?
Here's something interesting. You mentioned T-shirts earlier, Flex. In America, you buy a T-shirt, and I promise you it'll last you 6 or 7, maybe even 10 years if you look after it, okay, if you don't tear it up or mess stuff on it every day. Because the cotton is of such great quality. You know why? Because the people who get screwed here are the suppliers. Because the customer wins. No one tries to screw the customer in America because there are so many customers. And if they don't keep coming, you're not going to make your money. In South Africa, the suppliers and the sellers get together and they try to screw the customer. So we end up with shitty quality everything. Everything in South Africa is horrible quality in terms of, you know, certainly clothes and electronics and that sort of thing, because they try to make us pay a maximum price for a crappy product that they can cut costs on. In America, if you tried to do that, they'd sue you. You'd have your own customers coming to your door saying, I'm sorry, this is not what I ordered. This thing has already got a hole in it. I'm not going to pay for it. And you're going to have to take it back and give me 4 new ones. So people don't take advantage of the customer like they do anywhere else in the world.
I went onto the Ironworks website and I just tallied up what you ate last night. It cost you upwards of 400 rand for what you ate for one person.
Yeah. Okay, so it was a reasonable establishment.
Oh, you better believe it. Listen, I've got to tell you something. It's you can't look when you – I don't know how most people travel. I don't know. This is not a rule I'd pass on to anybody. But for me, I do what I would do at home. In other words, I don't order – this was one – this is a main course. I'm not ordering a side salad or a fancy drink or a dessert or anything that I wouldn't order at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That way, even if it is high, that's what you expect to do. I mean, you're on a trip like this. You just know you're going to come back home and you're going to have spent quite a lot of money and you just got to deal with it. Otherwise, you sit there, you count the pennies and you just have the most horrible time.
But, guys, just getting back to my point about the quantities, is it not just a plan to make the whole nation slower and Trump voters?
Well, believe it or not, Ben, they actually they like each other in America and they like themselves. So why would they try to screw themselves over by ruining the people through a horrible diet? No, it's they genuinely like to eat and they like to eat a lot. And Americans eat a lot of meat and a lot of carbs and they get very fat. I mean, I walked past two guys today who they had a gunt. Well, you know what a gunt is, right?
Just remind us again in the most delicate way possible.
Yeah.
A gunt is like you have so much extra you in front of you between your tits and your knees that it hangs over you like a front flap, okay. Like a gunt.
Right.
It's a horrible thing to see. But these and they struggle to walk, these guys.
I just can't comprehend it.
The top of their legs kind of kicks the gunt forward as well. It's just a horrible, it's just an awful way to live.
Yeah, you know, it's a first world country. It's been proven this kind of stuff leads to diabetes, cancer, gout, all these kind of things.
Yeah.
They just lap it up every day. More. Makes you slower. Your life expectancy goes down. Oh, it's bizarre. Anyway, Gareth.
You guys would love the ads. I just want to quickly tell you about this. They have these ads, right, on TV and on radio. And the ad is probably a minute long altogether, but 45 seconds of the ad is telling you about all the reasons you shouldn't take this medicine.
Oh, wow.
15 seconds of it is Dinazepril will help you combat your weight, and you can lose up to 10 kilograms in a year if you follow this approved diet. And then they bring in all the contraindications. They go, do not take if you have pancreatic cancer. Do not take if you have a sore throat. If you develop a horrible itchiness around your asshole, immediately see your doctor. It's unbelievable. They spend 45 seconds of every minute telling you how bad the stuff is, because there's so many rules and, you know, everybody could be sued. That the ad itself is only 15 seconds of the whole thing.
Wow.
I suppose that's why comedians find it so easy to, you know, to spoof ads. You know, you often see people like Tina Fey and them just spoofing ads in America, and I suppose it's precisely for that reason.
Definitely.
I was speaking to an American guy last week, and he told me that gas stations make their petrol so cheap to attract customers because where they make their money is in the convenience store with the coffee, the chewing gum, the food, because Americans are so fat and just want to eat.
You just go for like an emergency rack of ribs while filling up with petrol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're being horrible because not all Americans are fat. And I mean, I've got to tell you, there's some beautiful people in Austin, Texas. All these girls are getting ready for spring break because that's happening this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to go down to Galveston in Houston, which is the beach, or they'll head across to Mexico and, you know, go to all those resorts on the Mexican coast, or they'll go to New Orleans or Florida or wherever they can to celebrate spring break. And these women, I mean, there's this one place called the Bikini Bar on East 6th Street, which is in the middle of Austin. And this Bikini Bar, it's basically all the waitresses are wearing bikinis. It's amazing.
Yeah,
eat
and
your
heart
out.
Go on.
Your heart out, Hooters. What a pile of crap.
Yeah, you can't exactly, you know, be overweight, you know, no. If you work at Bikini Bar. The job description requires that you be shaped in a particular way.
Yeah, Gareth, correct. It's part of the deal, right?
We just got a flood of messages more about the Bikini Bar.
Well, the Bikini Bar is, I mean, I don't know what the food is like, because who would want to eat in the Bikini Bar? They've got everything from pizza chicken to barbecue. I mean, it's probably the most awful kitchen in all of America. Who knows?
More food.
The girls are in bikini tops. They don't wear bikini bottoms. They wear jeans. And they serve you. It's like any other bar. The girls are wearing bikini tops. And the drinks are as good as anywhere else. But we did go to this place called Buffalo Billiards, which is, it's also a big bar. And they've got games in there. So they're darts, and you could play pool. So it's almost like a Stones. But then they've also got these very cool tables, these long wooden tables. It's very smooth wood, and it's got sand on it. And you get these things. It's almost like a – if you've ever played boule, or if you've watched at the Olympics, they do that curling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Curling, you take that heavy thing, and you kind of roll
it. Yeah, it looks like you're mopping the floor.
That's it. Right. So this thing, I don't know what the game is called, but we were busy with that for at least an hour or two.
Okay. Well, speaking of busy, Sia Sangweni Finis here. Sia, what happened this morning?
What didn't happen?
Oh, God.
Was this one of those mornings?
Drama, huh?
But you weren't in an accident, were you?
No, I was not in an accident. Just had like 2-3 minutes of sleep, which ended up steamrolling.
Is that because you went home and you had a 4-hour nap again?
A, there's nothing wrong with afternoon naps. B, no, I didn't. I got home pretty late last night.
Okay.
And that's where
we'll
leave
it. What were you doing?
Who were you doing?
I said that's where
we'll... Come on, what were you doing?
Maybe I may have been out here and there.
Oh, okay. So it was like a nice Puza Thursday for Sia. That's fine.
It was a Thursday without a lot of Puza in. It was just like nice dinner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but then why so late if you were Puza?
What's his name?
You guys are I had a great afternoon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you came late. Therefore, you got to make up for it by telling us all these stories. Go. Gareth just told us about going to a bikini bar.
To leave him alone.
No, he does.
Thank you very much,
deep
Gareth.
Down, he does, Gareth.
Thanks, Gareth.
Okay.
All righty. So, what's the time there now, anyway?
It is now 10:30 at night.
Oh, that's okay. Not bad.
Oh, we're expecting you to be much later. Bad. That's great. Is that because of the whole daylight savings thing?
You know, I've never ever been able to explain or understand daylight savings satisfactorily, and I've had it explained to me 20 times. I still can't tell you what the hell it is. I do not know.
But is it like, does it change?
I don't know.
Is it an hour either way in winter as opposed to summer, like it is in England? Because like currently they're 2 hours behind, whereas normally 1 hour behind.
I think it's the same concept. It starts getting dark here at around 5:30, 6:30.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's winter. It's winter still. You know, they're at the opposite of the sun's trajectory to us.
Okay.
So it's about there. But I have to tell you, I've been watching a little bit of American TV, and kind of I listen to a bit of radio and just see what's going on, because I'm interested in that stuff. It's part of the reason I'm here. And there are a lot of shows on in the morning, and all the sponsors are food sponsors.
Wow, surprise.
You know, Kelly and Michael, brought to you by Deep Dish Chicago Pizzas. Make sure you visit them on 7th Avenue. If you're heading west past St. David's Church, we're on the left-hand side. Come in and try a Deep Dish pizza. The first slice is on us. That kind of thing.
Mm, mm. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
All right, Gareth, well, we need to get to the sport because it is Friday, so there's a lot to get through. Are you going to hang on, or are you going to hit the hay?
Yeah, I've got a little bit to do here tonight too. But I mean, tomorrow's Friday, or today's Friday back home. So enjoy Friday. It's the weekend, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you enjoy yourself as well, Gareth. And, you know, I know I joked when I sent you this message in our little WhatsApp group, but beware of Trump supporters, Gareth.
Hey, they're everywhere. I met a guy in the shopping mall today. He's a big Trump supporter, and I quizzed him for like 15 minutes.
Great.
He has no fucking idea why he's voting for Trump. Not a single clue. This guy is like, he's completely retarded.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah. Well, good luck with those, and don't get arrested for something either.
Yeah.
No, I won't. In Texas, they don't arrest you. They just shoot you dead, right?
Oh, okay.
You watch. You were driving drunk. Come over here. Click, click, boom. Well, he was driving drunk. I did what I needed to do. We were in the police. We've been taught to shoot first, ask questions later. I drove past a truck, and they had a sticker saying, "Come and get it," with a big gun on the back window. So, like, they want you to fight with them, you know? I love Texans. They are so fucking cool. And this place is just, it's so, everything's bigger. The people are cool. They're very friendly. But I don't want to mess with Texans. They're so proud to be Texan. The big slogan is, "Texan first, American next."
As they dive back into a T-bone starter.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
That was crazy.
Have a great weekend. We'll catch back on Monday.
I love it. All right. Cheers, guys. Have a good weekend.
Cool, guys. Ciao.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Johannesburg guy meets British girl.
Hi, I'm John.
Sarah.
British girl returns to Britain.
Mind the gap.
Johannesburg guy misses British girl. Johannesburg guy decides to go get British girl.
Mind the gap.
Will you marry me, Sarah?
Yes.
Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Virgin Atlantic. Tickets on sale now on virginatlantic.com or contact your travel agent.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861 276 453.
Right, well, Gareth is overseas right now, and you could be too with Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Atlantic's new Dreamliner fleet. Sorry, Michael, you're right there. Sorry, Virgin Atlantic's new Dreamliner fleet premium economy seats. Don't wait for better days. They make every day a better day. With wider seats to avoid elbow wars and more legroom to stretch your legs, you're sure to have a better day than most the second you step off the plane. Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Book now at virginatlantic.com. Right, into the Friday sports. As you know, Friday is when all the big things happen, start of the weekend, so let's get into the big fixtures. Wait for it. Wait for it, here it comes. Super Rugby Week 3. Week 2 wasn't quite as good as Week 1, so maybe this is going to be the turn again.
Is this Week 3 of 586 weeks to follow?
I don't know. No rugby fan can count as high as the weeks involved in this tournament. So what we're doing is we're just taking it, like they say in the classics, 1 week at a time.
Okay.
Just taking it 1 week at a time. I'll give 110% every time I talk about it. And right now, I'm going to take the opportunity with both hands to tell you that the Blues versus the Hurricanes, 8:35, that is your first game this weekend. Now, the Blues had a good start. They beat the Highlanders. The Hurricanes, they've had a crap start. They've lost to the Brumbies and they've lost to the Highlanders. So that's your format going into this one. The Blues lost last week against Crusaders. So you've got two very evenly matched teams here. And you've got to think they're both quite dodgy in the scrum. So that'll kind of be okay for both sides, which means they can both play the natural game, throwing the ball around and just trying to make big hits on each other. Got to go with home team here, Blues by 5. Force versus the Brumbies the next match, and I don't see anyone stopping the Brumbies who are Australian. I don't see anyone stopping the Brumbies who might be a South African, actually. So anyway, the Brumbies had a great start. They hammered the Hurricanes, and then last week they kind of did the same to the Waratahs, who are kind of their closest rivals in the Aussie Conference. So look for the Brumbies to win this one. They're away to the Force, which means they have to go to Perth. But they should be good, well, between 13 and 15 points too good as a very conservative estimate. The Force have won one, lost one. They beat the Reds last week, but not going to beat the Brumbies this week. Then we've got the Lions looking to make it 3 out of 3 on the road. Now, they don't have Lionel Mapu. His girlfriend is giving birth, so he's come back.
Aww.
I always find that an interesting one. Like, you know, you want to be there for the birth of your child, obviously. And I'm sure, as I say, this is more important than everything.
Mm.
But if it's a big game, though, I mean, what are you really going to do next to her? Grab her hand and, I suppose, make her feel better.
Ben, I advise you to never prioritize anything over the birth of your child, because from the woman's perspective, that's grounds for murdering you as the father and husband if you are not there.
Okay, well, that one sorts that out. So Lionel Mapu, he's back here for good reasons. So we've got a new center pairing for the Lions. Look, they've got a good side. They really do. And as I said last week, because Heineken may have stubbed them for so many years, they've had a unit that can work together. They've worked through a long time. And on the back of the discipline legacy of John Mitchell, this is a good side. Are they good enough to beat the Highlanders, though? Well, on paper, yes. On form, definitely. But just going to go with gut feeling here. The Lions may have started with 2 wins. The Highlanders may have started with a loss and a win. But I'm going to go Highlanders by 4 here in that funny greenhouse stadium of theirs. The Highlanders have got a couple of injuries and a couple of changes, but they've still got a very, 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 very strong side. Good loose trio and an exciting backline. So go with the Highlanders, I think, there. Rebels versus the Reds. This game is going to be boring as all hell, so just miss that one. I think Rebels are going to win that one because they're at home. That's at 10:45 on Saturday. The Lions match is 8:35. And then we've got the Cheetahs. They've rung the changes. They've given Lutiago a rest. So confident they are that they'll beat the Sun Wolves, who, by the way, have the scariest mascot you've ever seen.
What was
it? It's the most frightening thing you've ever seen. It's like Teen Wolf, werewolf kind of guy, but then he took steroids and got really, really angry. And then he put on a rugby jersey. That's pretty much the Sun Wolves guy. Seriously, just Google Sun Wolves rugby mascot and look out for it.
All right.
It is creepy, huh?
It is. And this wolf's got green eyes. Yeah. So if you bumped into this mascot in the dark as well, it would be like extra scary.
It's like Teen Wolf, Thriller, and Twilight all rolled into one. So the Sun Wolves, that's the Japanese team. They're going to be hosting the Cheetahs. They played one and then they had a bye. The Cheetahs should win this one, I would say, by 8 points. They've got a good running rugby style, and I think they will run the Sun Wolves off the field. But can they just, can they actually hold them in defense? That's the big question. Then we've got the Chiefs versus the Kings. The Chiefs go to PE to take on the Kings, who are essentially, well, the high court of PE, which I think is just a guy in a bucky. They basically said that they need to sort out all their debt. They're in sort of provisional liquidation, and they've been given a time. If they can't sort out all the debts, because they owe the players millions, right? There's all kinds of stories. The guys went there. They were offered contracts, and they were promised all kinds of dreams, but they've had no money, being paid in food vouchers and stuff. So the Kings are in a lot of trouble right now. If they don't pay the debts by a certain date, they will go into formal liquidation. Which is a horrible way of previewing a rugby team. What are your chances this week? Poor. Oh, what do you mean? No, we're poor. We're just poor.
We're just dead poor. Yeah, and broke.
We're just dead poor broke. So cheeky, that motherfucker Watson. I hate that guy. He's just ruining an entire region, which should be the breadbasket of rugby in this country.
But now what, if anything, is going to happen to him or has happened to him?
Like all sports administrators, Mub, they'll weasel away into something else. They'll somehow be okay because, like all good politicians, they develop this ring of invisibility around them. So they get all these yes men, they line their pockets, and they have like this fortress of stupidity. So no one can really take them down. You see it in rugby, you see it in cricket, you see it in football, it's all over. Anyway, so the Chiefs have made some changes, but essentially they could play their third team, and I reckon they'll beat the Kings right now. So I look for the Chiefs to probably get a good double-digit win there. I'm going to say probably about 20 points. And then the Sharks versus the Stormers will be the final match of the weekend, which will take place at Newlands. So it's not going to be an exciting match. This one is going to be one of those arm wrestles, the good old South African derby. They've got good forward packs, the both of them. The difference would be, I think the Stormers' backline has the better ability to finish. So look for the Stormers to win that one by 6. Quick look at the messages. Black Box is churning them out here. He says Lionel Apu is nothing special. Leaving him out will be like Sia being absent. Oh, mean.
It's very
mean,
nice.
Black Box. I think I'll read the rest of your messages if that's your tone. And then other rugby news before we get into football. It is the Six Nations this weekend. Now, the important thing about it is that it's essentially the deciding match. When you look at it, England, who have 6 points, top of the log, play Wales, who have 5 points, who are next, just below them. So that's Saturday at 6 o'clock. So if Wales win this one, you got to think they're going to win the Six Nations because their last match is at home to Italy. If England win this one, it's still no guarantee because they've got to play away to France. Now, I know France aren't great, but they did beat Ireland at home. And, you know, they could just create something special to beat the roast beef in the final week. Who knows? So it really is the match of the weekend here. So if Super Rugby doesn't quite tickle your fancy throughout the weekend, 6 o'clock on Saturday, England versus Wales. That's going to be a really, really great match. Eddie Jones, who kind of gave himself a media ban saying he doesn't want to get involved with all the mind games. Well, he's kind of broken that by saying that Wales have an illegal scrum. He's a real shit stir, is that Eddie? He's really great for sport. Other Six Nations fixtures, Ireland versus Italy at 3:30. And then you can catch Scotland versus France on Sunday, but I doubt you'll be keen for that. Anyway, into football, we've got the FA Cup this weekend. Now, the FA Cup is a real big deal this year because the teams involved are kind of the teams they've got nothing else to really hope for. I mean, Chelsea, they're out of everything. Arsenal, they're not going to win the league. They've faltered too many times. They're about to be thrashed by Barcelona. And then you've got Man United, who just lost to Liverpool in the Europa League. So those are your main teams left in the FA Cup, and all they have is the FA Cup. So it's really cool that there's a lot more sort of importance in this trophy this year, this season round. Friday nights, tonight, you'll see Reading versus Crystal Palace at 5-10. One of those teams will be looking to upset the big ones going into the semis. Everton versus Chelsea on Saturday at 7:30. And then Sunday we've got Arsenal versus Watford at 3:30 and Man United versus West Ham at 6. So you expect the big teams to go through there, which will make up some very exciting semifinals, with one of them getting a lesser team as far as Reading or Crystal Palace, sorry. And then the local version of that is the Nedbank Cup. So they've had the draw for the final 16. Just quickly run you through those fixtures. We've got Black Aces versus Maritzburg United. Importantly, none of the real big teams are being pitted against each other here, which will make for a very good, exciting quarterfinals, I guess you could say. So Black Aces versus Maritzburg United. None of these games have been finalized yet fixture-wise, time-wise, date-wise. Platinum Stars versus Polokwane City. Santos take on Free State Stars. Golden Arrows versus Baroka FC. That'll be a sort of lesser team amongst all the good ones. SuperSport United, Amatucks, the Pretoria Derby. And then we've got Jomo Cosmos versus Orlando Pirates, Makhesi FC versus Bidvestwits. And then Sundowns will take on Mbombela United. I think Sundowns could add another trophy here quite easily. But speaking of the league, there's 8 games left. Sundowns do top the league still on 52 points. Fitz, 45. They're hanging on there. And the Chiefs, well, I think they're out of it. Tonight we'll see Maritzburg United versus Arrows at 8. Saturday, Black Aces versus Tux. Black Aces versus Tux, 3:30. Pirates versus Cosmos, 8:15. Then Sunday, Platinum Stars versus Ajax. And then rounding it off with the Free State Derby of Celtic versus Free State Stars at 3:30. Sundowns will play sometime midweek, but we'll get to that. Very exciting times in this World T20, Mubs. I've got to say this because these minnows, this is like their pinnacle. And right now, a team like Afghanistan is looking like they could very much get into the next round. Michael?
When is there a T20 in Johannesburg? Because I love going to watch them. They're quick, they're fun, they're like a party.
Well, you just missed it. It was on Sunday.
And the next one?
5 years' time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, unfortunately, Michael. It's news you lose. So this World T20, the first round, right? You got groups A and B. So Bobby beating Scotland by 11 runs yesterday, and Afghanistan beating Hong Kong by 6 wickets. Now, this lines up again on Saturday, where it's kind of like a winner-takes-all. So whoever wins between Afghanistan and Zimbabwe at 11:30 on Saturday will go through and essentially take on the tough group, the one that South Africa's not in. So it's all about getting to that next stage, play against the big dogs, and it's a really big deal. In the other group, we've got Oman. They'll take on Netherlands. Now, Oman, they won their first game. They beat Ireland. So that's 11:30 on Friday. And then Bangladesh versus Ireland. So Ireland-Bangladesh, this is a big one because both teams can still essentially go through. Bangladesh won their first match. Ireland lost theirs. But if Ireland don't win this one, then it kind of all comes down to Bangladesh versus Oman on Sunday at 4 o'clock. That is, of course, expecting Oman to beat the Netherlands. So there's no guarantees here. And as much as people are saying that it's like a charitable first round where the little guys get to play, there's some bloody good cricket on the go. And even though the ICC do slight these people terribly, I mean, even yesterday, Scottish fans were trying to get into the ground to watch their team. It was not a sellout, okay? But they didn't have a capacity to sell tickets, so they just turned them away. Didn't let them in. So Scotland, okay? Scotland is not in India. Scotland is a country far away from India. They've come all this way to come watch their team.
Jeepers.
And they're being turned away at the gates. Oh, ICC, get it right. Get it bloody right. In golf, defending champion Jordan Spieth had a horrendous start at the Valspar Championships. He's 5 over. He's 9 behind Keegan Bradley, Ken Duke, and Charles Howell III. They top up that one. And the Investec Cup, big movements yesterday. George Garcia, who was the overnight leader going into round two, he had a horrible 76. So he dropped down to 1 under. Dean Burmeister, on the other hand, he's already the winner of the Chase Investec Cup. So he's got too many points to be caught. Now he's looking to add the Investec Cup trophy. He had a 65 yesterday. He is the leader at -9. Brandon Stone -8. He had a good 67. And then we've got Hayden Porteous and Shark Blauer at 7 under together after good rounds yesterday as well. So that's pretty much all you need to look forward to for the sport this weekend. Cricket, ICC, World T20. South Africa and the rest of the big teams will start next week. Our first game is against England, but I'll give you all of that on Monday. And the big rugby, of course, Super Rugby, but the England versus Wales. That's your big catch up there. 6 o'clock on Saturday, and FA Cup and some PSL action too. I think that's pretty much it.
Sure. Well, that's been a lot.
Oh, so tough doing the Friday. Michael, we got Anthea ready and waiting. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Got Anthea on, and I was hoping I could have a chance at trying out for the song today.
Are you ready to play it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm just going to hold it up to the mic. You ready?
Anthea, here comes your new song with Michael's...
I look forward to it.
Hopes weren't high.
Please, Anthea, Michael, you are so right.
Your efforts were definitely appreciated.
Lil Wayne, he's so rich, and we want to get rich.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Lil Wayne, Michael.
Anthea, hi. Hi, happy Friday, Anthea. Good to hear your voice.
I'm so looking forward to Friday. I thought it would be, you know, the big happy song.
Anthea, it's actually my fault.
Just let Michael do it.
No, look, I'm going to own up to this. It's a complete cock-up. Now, we're trying something this week, right? So instead of Mubs or I hosting the show and Gareth's away, what did happen, Sia runs the desk, and then Mubs and I have like a co-hosting role. It's all quite intricate, okay? Because when Gareth's away, we try things. But unfortunately, Sia was a victim of traffic this morning. It's this horrible, horrible Joburg disease. So I had to suddenly prep a whole bunch of stuff, and I didn't get you a song.
And you let Michael Flax do it. That, I think, was the big issue.
Well, to Michael's credit, he used initiative.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, with no more further intros or hold-ups, what is happening with the money?
All right. So I see MTN submitted a document yesterday to the Nigerian Senate hearing in Abuja offering to pay $1.5 billion. Now, I know we're following this very closely, but it is interesting. And it seems the negotiations have started, you know. So the fine was 3.9, MTN saying, okay, well, we'll pay cash of 1.5 and we'll do it now if you want us to. No comeback from the Nigerian government as far as I know. And then, as promised yesterday, I did have a look at the last printed financial statements of the African Development Bank, because Gareth was saying that he thinks the number that Nigeria is fining MTN is what they owe the bank.
Yes.
So it's quite interesting because, firstly, let me explain, the African Development Bank, it's run by 63 governments, so it's owned effectively, and they subscribe and they pay every year, they pay subscriptions, right?
Okay.
Mostly it's in USD and a lot of euros, pounds, some yen, Swiss francs, even coronas and won.
Mm-hmm.
But they report in a common currency called UA, which is units of account. And you can translate any of these into any of the currencies. So Nigeria has an outstanding loan to the value of 448 million UA. And it's approximately 1.6, I think, to the dollar. So that means Nigeria owes the African Development Bank $716 million.
Wow.
So it's not, yeah. So it's nothing near kind of the $3.9 billion that they want.
Discount.
Sure. Still, but, I mean, these are big zeros that we're talking about here.
Oh wait, wait till you hear what South Africa owes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't look only at Nigeria, right? I looked at the others as well. So South Africa's outstanding loan amount is 1.7 billion UA units of account, which is $2.7 billion.
Oh, but Anthea, I mean, if you are one of these 63 governments that you mentioned who do own this bank, what happens when a country like Nigeria or South Africa or, you know, whichever other African country fails to pay what they owe?
That is the problem with the African Development Bank, unfortunately. It's a long-term project. So the U.S., France is a big contributor. The United States and Britain are, those are kind of the big three. They're actually very lenient. So they put money into the bank and they say, what we really need is for you to spend this money on infrastructure development projects in Africa. So build roads, build highways, dams, electricity projects. And they're kind of long-term, so kind of 30-year, 50-year sometimes loans. So they're not too worried about getting the money back, actually. Mostly, I think governments almost write it off, if you like. There was a time, though, in 2008, 2009, well, actually, it was probably later, it was probably about 2010, when America and most of Europe actually reduced their payments to the African Development Bank. So kind of, they really are donations almost, aren't they? I mean, we call them loans, but they're donations.
Okay.
The interesting thing about Nigeria is that they run the Nigerian Trust Fund in about the 70s. They put in $80 million into this trust fund, and then later, I think it was in the 80s or 90s, they recapitalized it with an additional $70 million. And all of this really is just to help the African continent, you know, to grow business and infrastructure.
All right.
So, yeah, so I don't know if this fine had anything to do with the bank, although that was the 2014 financial statements. They haven't released the 2015 statement yet. And then back to the market, shall we?
Yes.
Mostly we traded in the red yesterday and then ended fairly flat to negative. I mean, small negative. Our currency traded very strongly in the morning, all the way down to 1502, but then weakened in the afternoon when Mario Draghi spoke. And basically, he is promising more quantitative easing. He's buying back bonds, including bank bonds, European bank bonds. So it looks like the European banks are struggling a bit. That's a bit odd and seeming to need higher intervention. And then the big thing, of course, he cut interest rates to zero.
Are you getting a little bit emotional here?
Yeah, a bit choked up.
I mean, I know how passionate you are about your work, so if you need a moment, it's fine. There'll be no judgment here.
And Theo, would it be fair to say that there's not a currency in the world that fluctuates like the rand? I mean, if someone farts, like suddenly we lose 20 cents, like it's just crazy how it fluctuates.
It is actually crazy how it, I will have a look, actually, because I have all that data. I can easily pull it up. But I reckon South Africa is probably one of the most volatile currencies in the world.
Mm.
And I know this all seems really great, and I am a bit emotional about it, that governments are doing whatever they need to support the economies. But it does actually make me really nervous to see all the stimulus and cheap money in the system. It's, to me, it's like a drug that the global economy is hooked on. And we can't seem to wean ourselves off it quickly enough or at all, actually. This effect of cheap money. So it's great. So, you know, the European market had a nice little rally yesterday and everyone was all very excited about it. Maybe I've just read too much Warren Buffett, because, you know, he says, be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. So I am getting a little bit nervous, I must admit. We'll see. We'll keep watching. You know how this goes, right?
We don't. Well, you know, as normal people just try and wrangle with the term cheap money. I mean, like, money. Oh. Yeah.
Well, so for us, when we get downgraded to, when we get downgraded to junk status, she said.
Oh, dear.
The global institutions will lend money to us at a rate of 10%. So actually our money is quite expensive. So when we borrow, you know, it's quite expensive. And our repo rate, the money that banks lend to each other, is currently at about, I think it's 8.5, somewhere around there. Whereas in Europe, it's actually zero. In Japan, it's minus 0.1%. So that's cheap money, when you can borrow money for nothing, basically.
I remember you told us about this last year sometime. This Japan sounds like a fascinating place.
for many reasons. Like
they just want you to borrow money. Yeah, have money.
They pay you to borrow money. It's fantastic. But it's worrying, you know, because businesses get used to having money for nothing. And so they don't. So they're not under pressure to grow kind of via, you know, being strategically clever or acquisitive or organically by being innovative. They just, I don't know, they just use cheap money. It's not good. Ben, you're laughing.
No, I just think it's crazy, you know, like how different things can be in different countries.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Talk about different countries. So Spar South Africa announced yesterday that they are buying 60% of Spar Switzerland, with an option to acquire the remaining 40% over 5 years. This is a fairly interesting one, because I know a lot of South Africans think that Spar is a very South African brand. But actually, it's a European franchise, which was started in 1930 by a Dutch guy. Don't know what his name was. So Spar has 58 stores in Switzerland, and hopefully... I mean, so Spar actually already owns Ireland, you know, Spar South Africa, sorry, owns Spar Ireland. Mm-hmm. So very interesting that.
Is this still the biggest supermarket chain in the world as far as countries covered?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
Well, I'll tell you another good question.
I can't think of who else would be bigger. Walmart, no?
I think Walmart would probably have a bigger turnover, but they haven't got the sort of coverage that Spar does. Mm. Yeah. Just onto the messages, Anthea. Jermaine says, forgive me for my ignorance, but in the age that we are now living in, why are we not trading the same currency? Like, why don't we all just say, for instance, have the dollar? And what kind of impact would occur if we did have this?
Europe is such a good example of that, because they all use the same currency, right? So they use the euro. Different countries with different GDP growths, different products offering different services. It just doesn't work, because the only thing a currency does is that it values output, basically. So let's see, you and I offer the same service. Let's say we're both doctors, but you're a better doctor than I am. Surely you should be paying more. You should be charging more. Maybe that's not the greatest example.
Well, I was just going to ask, what happens if you, Anthea, are the greedier doctor and you charge more anyway? Despite the fact that Ben is still a better doctor than you.
Well, so that's exactly what's happening in Europe, right? Uh-huh. So Greece doesn't have the production or the output or the economic growth that Germany does have.
Yeah.
And yet they're trading on the same value and they're borrowing money at the same rate. Mm. So really, Greece should be paying more for borrowing money or should be charging less for services or for product. Whereas they're not.
Yeah, I've never been able to work that out. Or like, you know, the Italian lira wasn't too strong out of all the currencies a long time ago as a part to the Deutschmark. But yet they all just suddenly got the same money. I could never work that out.
Exactly. No, that is exactly the issue, is that we don't, our the value of our product or the products we offer are not the same value. So there we go.
Okay, so Jermaine, I hope that answered your question. It's a stupid idea. It's horrible. But it would be quite cool for us because our currency is weak, so we'll take anything right now. And Cullen, no, I'm not sponsored by MTN. I just think the story is interesting. Back off. Right, is there anything else we got to end of the week?
No, that I think that pretty much covers it. We didn't do derivatives like we promised we'd do. Maybe we'll catch up with those on Monday.
Always leave them wanting more, Anthea. That's the one thing I can tell you from this industry.
But Anthea, since discovering, you know, with you suffering from arc eyes or whatever it was a few weekends ago, we now have to ask you what your plans are leading into weekends, because seemingly you live a very exciting life. Have you got anything special planned for the weekend?
No, this is another one of those in Joburg, stay home kind of weekends. It's next weekend you have to ask me about.
Okay. All right, Anthea, we'll have a fantastic stay at home, chilled weekend. We'll catch you back on Monday.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend.
Will you be coming in the studio Monday?
Yes, I will be.
Extra bonus in the flesh. Thanks, Anthea. That's your money with Anthea. Right, so Action Pack first hour. Mabs, we're going to have the news with you in the second. We've got Rian van Heerden as our special guest in hour three. But first, we've got a song from Melissa. Michael, that is correct, huh?
Not from Melissa, from a listener.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you whisper to me. Right, from a listener who could be called Melissa.
Oh, boy.
This is actually the hottest song on. The hottest song on the moment. Mikasa and Euphonic collab.
Ah. Hottest song right now.
I don't want to be your friend.
Mabs' news will be after this. CliffCentral.com.